Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This week, Pardes is bringing Tu Bishvat to you. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Michael Hatton in Jerusalem, and this is our podcast series on Tu Bishvat. Last time, we considered the idea of Bal Tashchit, that is, the prohibition of wanton destruction and waste, learned curiously enough from the episode of the fruit trees in Deuteronomy chapter 20, Devarim Perek Kaf. This time we're going to be considering another group of trees, perhaps a more famous one, which is mentioned in the mitzvah, the commandment of presenting the first fruits in Deuteronomy 26, Parshat Ki Tavo. The Torah says the following, V'haya ki tavo el ha'aretz, when you enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you as a heritage, and you possess it and settle in it, v'lakachta me'reshit kol pri ha'adama, you shall take some of every first fruit of the soil which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God will choose to establish his name. After the fruits are brought to the temple, the presenter makes a declaration. Ve'anita ve'yamarta. You shall then recite as follows. My father was a fugitive Aramean. He went down to Egypt with meager numbers and sojourned there, but there he became a great and very populous nation. The Egyptians dealt harshly with us and oppressed us. They imposed heavy labor upon us. We cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers. The Lord heard our plea. He saw our plight, our misery, and our oppression. He freed us from Egypt by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm and awesome power. He brought us to the place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Wherefore I now bring the first fruits of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. At that point, the recipient would put the fruits down next to the altar, prostrate himself, and take his leave. You shall enjoy, says the Torah, together with the Levite and the stranger in your midst, all of the bounty that the Lord your God has bestowed upon you and your household. Effectively, the ritual of the first fruits involves selecting some of them, transporting them to Jerusalem and to the temple, presenting them in the precincts of the temple before the priest, making a declaration in which we recall our history, especially the servitude in Egypt, the exodus from Egypt, and the entry into the land to settle it, and then the fruits are gently placed down next to the altar, and the presenter takes his leave. Interestingly enough, although the Torah in this particular section does not actually single out which fruits are to be presented, it simply says, V'lakachta me'reshit kol pri ha'adama, some of every first fruit of the soil. Tradition, however, asserts that only certain fruits may be presented as bikurim, namely the famous seven species that are mentioned in a different passage, Sefer Devarim, chapter 8. Two of the species are, of course, grains, and strictly speaking are not considered to be fruits or fruits of the tree, and therefore it's the remaining five species which effectively form those fruits which are fit for the presentation of the bikurim, or the first fruits. In Devarim chapter 8, Moshe recounts to the people some of their challenges, especially the wandering through the wilderness, the journey through an inhospitable landscape which was dry and unarable. The people were hungry and thirsty, and God provided for their needs. He gave them the manna, and he gave them water from the flinty rock. Moshe continues, however, you will soon be entering into a bountiful land. Chapter 8 of Sefer Devarim, verse number 7. Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviyacha El Eretz Tova. The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and springs and fountains issuing from plain and hill. Eretz Chita U'Seora V'Gefen U'Te'ena V'Rimon Eretz Zeit Shemen U'Dvash, a land of wheat and barley, of vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey. V'Yachalta V'Savata, you shall eat and be satisfied, and you will give thanks to the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Enumerated in this section are actually seven species, but as I said, two of the species are grains, namely wheat and barley, leaving five others that are fruits of the vine or the tree: the gefen, which is to say the grape, the te'ena, or fig, the rimon, pomegranate, the zayit, which is the olive, and devash. Often we think of devash or honey as referring to bee honey, but actually this honey refers to date honey. In Arabic, actually, date honey is sometimes referred to as dibs, which is the Arabic equivalent of the Hebrew devash. The tradition asserting that we're dealing with date honey here rather than bee honey is based on the interpretation that says everything else in the list is a product of fruits of the trees, and therefore it stands to reason that dvash as well is related to fruits of the trees and therefore refers to the honey which is extracted from dates. So five species are enumerated: gefen, te'ena, rimon, zeit shemen, and dvash, the grapes, the figs, the pomegranates, the olives, and the dates. And it is these five species which can be presented as bikurim, or first fruits. Sometimes these fruits, this special list, is called in Hebrew shivat haminim, or the seven species, or peirot shenishtabcha bahem Eretz Yisrael, the fruits through which the land of Israel is praised. I should also point out that these are the very fruits that have a special concluding blessing in the liturgy after they are consumed. That's different than the blessing over other foods. If you're dealing with grain, it's the blessing of Al Hamichya, and if you're dealing with the fruits, it's the blessing of Al Ha'etz V'Al Pri Ha'etz. So effectively, these fruits are not only singled out for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikurim back in the days when the temple stood, but to this very day, in the liturgical aspect of our tradition, they are still remembered fondly and held in special esteem. Remember that in Moshe's reminisce of the wilderness wanderings, they are being contrasted with the deprivations of the wilderness. The wilderness was an inhospitable landscape. Then people are now poised to enter the land of Israel, where they will enjoy its bounty, which is symbolized by these particular and special fruits. Therefore, the tradition asserting that in fact, when the Torah speaks about v'lakachta, mei reishit kol pri ha'adama, you shall take from the first fruits, that the reference is to none other than these five special species. There is in fact a tractate of the Mishnah which is devoted to the ritual of presenting the first fruits. It is referred to appropriately as tractate Bikurim, and it is found at the very end of the first order of the Mishnah, order Ziraim. In chapter 3, there is a lively and dramatic description of the celebrations associated with the arrival of the presenters of the first fruits as they made their way to Jerusalem through its winding streets towards the Temple Mount ascending with the baskets of first fruits on their shoulders. And that is, in fact, where we enter the Mishnah right now, Mishnah number 6 of Tractate Bikurim, chapter 3, says the following: Odehu hasal al ketefo kore. While the basket was still on his shoulder, he would recite, I acknowledge this day before the Lord your God that I have entered the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to assign to us. When he reaches, my father was a fugitive Aramean, he takes the basket off his shoulder. He holds it by its edges, and the priest places his hand beneath it and waves it. He then recites, from my father was a fugitive Aramean, until he completes the entire passage. He then deposits the basket by the side of the altar, bows, and departs. So the Mishnah here seems to focus a particular amount of attention on the first fruits in the basket, the declaration made while that basket is suspended with the help of the priest, and the completion of the declaration with the placing of the basket by the side of the altar before the presenter takes his leave. I would like to suggest that perhaps what makes these five fruits unique and different than, for instance, some of the things that we have already talked about, such as the almond or such as the Jaffa orange for that matter, even though these things are special and unique and certainly praiseworthy products of the land of Israel, what makes these five things unique is that all of them really depend on the season between Pesach and Shavuot for their growth and for their successful ripening. As the winter rains dissipate around the time of Pesach and the weather becomes warmer around the time of Shavuot, that is when the fate of these five species will be decided. This is actually an insight from an Israeli scholar, botanist, Talmudist by the name of Noga Haruveni, Dr. Noga Haruveni, who was the founder of the Biblical Nature Reserve known as Neot Kidumim. I would like to add to his theory and suggest it's not simply that these five fruits have in common that they all ripen, begin the process of ripening between Pesach and Shavuot, but it also happens to be the case that these five fruits are absolutely indigenous to the region. Which is to say, if I, as an Israelite, who entered the land and settled its slopes and worked hard to wring sustenance from its soil, if I were looking for an expression of my connection to this place, of the roots that I have set down, there is no better choice than these five fruits: Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, Zayit, and Tamar, because all of them have very, very ancient roots in the land and speak to connection to the place. So I enter the land, I make my declaration, in which I recall my difficult history as a slave in Egypt, as a fugitive, as a homeless wanderer. And then I arrive in the land and I lovingly take that basket of the first fruits, which speaks to my homecoming. And effectively what I do, as it were, is relive in miniature the process of moving from exile to settlement. The basket is borne on my shoulder like a homeless wanderer till I get to the temple. And when I reach the temple, I make my declaration. I remember my humble roots and I thank God for his graciousness in bringing me to the land and allowing me to enjoy the bounty of its indigenous fruits.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty And a big thanks to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in every day to stay on track with your learning. And visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about other ways to learn with Pardes.